It was 1960, so I think it was a. I was about 16 when I landed up in Coventry. Yes. Well, I suppose the first thing I thought was actually being on the train of coming, you know, down from Glasgow. And we'd been on trains quite a lot because my dad used to work on the railways. So at that time we got free travel because my dad worked on the railways. But I just remember mainly that first time coming down from Glasgow to Coventry, and we were very excited about it all. And I remember my mother kept saying things like, talking about cars, and we were really thinking she meant motor cars, and it turned out she was talking about tram cars because there were all these different things going on at that time. And I mean, my dad got work very quickly because he was a tradesman, you know, so he got work on the railways. And my sister and I, we both went into offices almost straight from coming from school. We came out of school in whenever it was, 59, 60, something like that. And, well, I know that when we were, because in those days we could leave school when we were 15, so we did, Mum and Dad didn't want us to. They wanted us desperately to stay and go to university and all the rest of it. We had different plans. Dancing, boys, you know, stuff like that. As you do when you're about 15, 16. My sister and I were very happy because there were plenty of, you know, boys and girls around, and yeah, we had a great time. But it was so different from today. I mean, there were no gangs of people swearing or shouting or trying to do anything to other people. And we just had great fun, you know, because I had a very strict mum, you know, she wouldn't have let us do anything we shouldn't. So we thought it was great that we could just go and get on a tram car, which we did at the time, and come into town. Yes, my memories are happy because I can remember we went from Montrose, yeah, which was in the north of Scotland, down to Glasgow, and we immediately made friends there. We got bikes and we went to a little dancing school. And we had a wonderful time, you know, and really great. I loved it.
So what dancing did you do?
Ballroom dancing, yes. Yes, that was very lovely. I actually taught ballroom dancing for a while, but it wasn't for very long. It was way back when I was 18. And I was in Leamington Spa doing that, actually. Moving to Leamington. My sister's lived there for virtually all of her grown-up life, you know. She's always been in Leamington, and I've been in Coventry. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like strict. You know, it was just, you know, young people and sometimes somebody else, basically showing them what they were doing and following them and pushing them around, and then that way eventually people learned how to do the steps and, you know, what sort of speed to use and just got used to doing it. So it wasn't a case of being brilliant, you know, it was just, and it was something I enjoyed. If you enjoy something, you know, you tend to be better at it, don't you?
Yes.
It was a lovely exercise, yes. I wish I'd kept